just heard a little bit about the Blood Moon. I really don't know a whole lot to be able to say anything about it, but that when those come out, usually there's something big that's going to happen.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim for a look at the Blood Moon Tetrad. Learn the events surrounding the previous Blood Moon Tetrads and their effect on the state of Israel. Now here's Gloria.
Hello everybody, I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're hearing some big things this week. Billy Brim's with us. She's telling us about things to come, so you don't want to miss any of it. Hallelujah.
One of them's coming tonight.
One of them is coming tonight.
Actually, it'll be here on October 8th, but when you go to bed tonight, you need to know about it.
Okay.
So you can prepare to watch.
Don't miss any of this.
One of the signs in the heavenlies that is coming up. And it would be good. We don't have time really to review it, but if you would go online or you go on Roku, you can see what we taught yesterday and how we talked about Pastor Mark Biltz and how he discovered some amazing signs in the heavenlies called tetrads. Now, I'm going to read you from a NASA publication, lest you think this is just wild Pentecostal preachers. It's called A Tetrad of Lunar Eclipses on NASA Headline News. They had it in March 27th, 2014. For people in the United States, NASA writes, an extraordinary series of lunar eclipses is about to begin. The action starts on April 15th, when the full moon passes through the amber shadow of Earth, producing a midnight eclipse visible across North America. I watched that one.
You saw it?
So begins a lunar eclipse tetrad. Tetrad. What is a tetrad? He writes, it is a series of four consecutive total eclipses occurring at approximately six-month intervals. The total eclipse of April 15, 2014 will be followed by another October 8, 2014. That would be tomorrow. And another on April 4th, 2015. And another on September 28th, 2015. The most unique thing about the 2014-15 tetrad is that all of them are visible for all parts of the USA, says longtime NASA eclipse expert Fred Espenak. Now, he said that was the most unique thing. Actually, the most unique thing and the rarest thing is that these four blood moons appear on moeds, days God has circled on His redemptive calendar. Leviticus 23 gives us God's calendar that He goes by. It is chronological and it is prophetic. And two of the main moeds, the ones that last 7 days, are Passover and Tabernacles. Passover in the spring, Tabernacles in the fall. Now the tetrad that we're in the midst of right now, it happened in April and Passover. Tomorrow it will be Tabernacles. And then on April 2015, Passover, and September 28, Tabernacles. So that's really the rarest and the most exclusive thing about this tetrad. But back to the NASA piece. On average, lunar eclipses occur about twice a year, but not all of them are total. And he goes on to explain the three types of eclipses. But he says a total eclipse is when the entire moon is shadowed. That one is best of all. The face of the moon turns sunset red for up to an hour or more as the eclipse slowly unfolds. Usually, lunar eclipses come in no particular order. A partial can be followed by a total, followed by a penumbral, and so on. Anything goes. Occasionally, though, the sequence is more orderly. When four consecutive full moon lunar eclipses, all total. The series is called a tetrad. That's rare, but what's rarer still is when they appear on the dates of God's calendar. He writes, during the 21st century, there are 8 sets of tetrads, so they frequently occur. That's in 100 years. But this has not always been the case. During the 300-year interval from 1600 to 1900, there were no tetrads at all. The April 15th eclipse, he tells about it, weather permitting, he's writing before it happens, the red moon will be easy to see across the entirety of North America. I watched it. I went out on my deck.
Was it red?
It was red, and I watched it. And the only people that could not see it, because our partners wrote into us, were people who had a cloud cover. But if you didn't have a cloud cover across the whole U.S., you could see it that night. Mark your calendar for April 15 and let the tetrad begin. Now, mark the calendar for tomorrow. But you're going to have to know about it today. You're going to have to know about it tonight because you need to know about it when you go to bed. Now, we're here in Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we're on Central Time. And on Central Time, this is when it begins. Here in Dallas-Fort Worth and where I live in Branson, Central Time, it's going to begin, just start, you know, barely start. It's going to start at 3:17 a.m. The partial eclipse begins at 4:18 a.m. And the total eclipse, it will be total at 5:27 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it should still be dark enough for us, you know, in the wintertime, that we could see that total eclipse. It will end at 6:22 a.m. and the moon will set at 7:31 a.m. So if, Gloria, you happen to be in Colorado, what's that, one hour's difference? If you can make it out there by tomorrow, which you can't, but if you were there where you love to go in Colorado and where we've got some dear friends, they'll have a full eclipse at 4:27 a.m. California will have a full eclipse at 3:27 a.m. On the East Coast in New York, they'll have it at 6:27 a.m. But we should be able to see it at 5:27 a.m.
And that would be what day?
That would be tomorrow morning.
Oh.
That would be tonight when I go to bed. I've got to set my alarm clock. If I want to watch the whole thing, I'm going to be getting up at 3:17 a.m. But if I just want to watch the fuller part of it, I can probably wait until about 4:18 a.m. and then see the whole total thing at 5:27. So it's not so terribly early. The last time we were watching it at 2 a.m., so it's really an interesting thing if you don't even believe that it means anything at all other than it's there. But the thing about it is, the creator of all the universe says, and we're only one universe, he made these things so exact, the order of the heavenly bodies so exact, that NASA can trace them over a 5,000-year period, back and forward. And when Mark Biltz discovered this, and he discovered first about the tetrad that was upcoming, and that it would be on the feast dates of Passover and Tabernacles 2014 and 15, he looked backwards, and he saw that, well, I'm going to start with this one because it's further back, that there was a set of this tetrad in 1493 and 1494. On Passover and Tabernacles, that's a way long ways back there.
Yeah, I reckon.
And what was happening then, if you can remember your history lessons, in 1492, Columbus was sailing the ocean blue. And he had, it was the time of the terrible Spanish Inquisition. The Jews in Spain had undergone torture under the torture master, Torquemado. And it was some kind of a cleansing that Ferdinand and Isabella, particularly Isabella, wanted to get rid of Jews who had accepted conversion. Wherever the Jews have been in the world, they've tried to make them forced conversions. And the forced conversion's always been convert or die. So there were a lot of Jews who converted to Catholicism, Roman Catholicism that she practiced, but they really didn't convert in their hearts. Mm-hmm. And so they would continue to practice Shabbat, maybe, and because Shabbat, Sabbath, is such an important thing to them, they're instructed in the Talmud to put on their festive clothes for Shabbat. In other words, they dress up. And so if they would see them, like on Shabbat, dressed up, or they would find them in a cellar with a white tablecloth and candles having the Sabbath meal, then they would take them to the rack, put them on a rack, and make them confess that they had, you know, really not converted. And then when they confessed, you had your choice of burning at the stake or another horrible, horrible death. And it had gone That's on terrible. For a long time. Mm-hmm. And finally, they just said, we're going to kick them all out. So, and we're going to confiscate their properties. So in 1492, on Tisha B'Av, that's the ninth day of the month of Av on the calendar of the Hebrews. That's the same day the first temple was destroyed and the second temple was destroyed. And that was the day they were kicked out of Spain. But on the next day, the 10th of Av, Columbus sailed. And when he sailed, you know, I work puzzles. And sometimes it has a name in there that the answer is going to be the old world. And by the old world, that's what was known before 1492, Europe and everything there. But after 1492, there opened up something called the New World. It wasn't new, of course, to the people who lived here already, my husband's ancestors and yours. Yeah. But it was new to the Europeans, new to what was called civilized world. And it opened up a new place for the Jews, a haven for the Jews. So that tetrad of 1493 and 1494 marked a time of world change.
And this nation's blessed.
This nation was blessed because we blessed Israel. Mm-hmm. And even George Washington said, this is a place where the children of Abraham can come and be blessed. And they were very involved in one of them. Haim Solomon actually gave the money and arranged for the money to finance the American Revolution. So it was a place for them. So we see that, now it wasn't right on the day Columbus sailed, but it was marking the time, 1493, 1494, and it was marking the time when all this great change was coming place that Columbus and those who followed founded the New World, or discovered it.
Wow.
Now then there was not another tetrad that came on those feast dates until 1949. So that's what even NASA, we pointed out, NASA said there weren't any in the 1300s, the 1400s, and marked all the times there weren't any. But in 1949 and 1950, there shows up another series of blood moon tetrads. Passover and Tabernacles, 1949. Passover and Tabernacles, 1950. Well, how is this connected to Israel? Very greatly, because Israel came up out of the graves of the Holocaust when the World War II ended in 1945. In just 3 short years, they became a nation. They had their nation back.
Wow.
The prophet Ezekiel had prophesied it 2,500 years before. And Ezekiel was with the children of Israel. They were in the Babylonian captivity. They thought maybe everything was over. But God said, no, everything's not over for you. And they gave a prophecy. And this is how it occurred. Ezekiel 37:1. Ezekiel says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the valley that was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Ezekiel 37:10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. That means the northern kingdoms, the 10 tribes, and the southern kingdoms, Judah. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for all of our parts. Therefore prophesy unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. In 1945, have you seen the films? Have you seen how the Allied armies went in to the death camps and there were the starving people? Literally, you
That's
could see.
That's just unreasonable to think
you,
about.
You can't imagine such inhumanity, such evil, satanic. You could see their bones, but they've already got a prophecy.
And they survived.
That those bones are going to live. And even though nations like Britain tried to keep them from coming home, would take ships and turn them back and put them in camps, they made it home. And God said, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you to the land of Israel. And he did it. Now, that was 1945. 1947, the United Nations voted a partition plan that allowed Israel to have a nation. And in 1948, May, it became a nation. The very first Passover in the reborn nation of Israel was marked by the first blood moon of the Tetrad, occurring on Passover and Tabernacles, 1949 and 1950. Whether or not they knew it, that first Passover they were having in their new land, there was a blood moon eclipse.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Then, now it's been hundreds of years since they had one that happened on the holy days. In a relatively short time, a blood moon tetrad happened again on Passover and Tabernacles in 1967 and 1968. You will remember the miraculous Six-Day War. The
Jews, that when it happened?
That's when it happened again. It's happened in 1948. Now it happens again in 1967. Happened in 1949 and 50. Now it's going to happen again in 1967, 68. It did. Four blood moon tetrads on Passover and Tabernacles, Passover and Tabernacles, and the Jews regained Jerusalem as Jesus prophesied in Luke 21. Now we are in the midst of the time spanned by a tetrad, which began last April 15, just a few months back, on Passover, and the second of the four moons in this tetrad will occur tonight, actually tomorrow morning. We gave you the times of it. Then there will be two more. There will be one on Passover 2015 and one over on Tabernacles 2015. So when I first heard Mark Biltz in 2009, I looked at what he'd noticed. I studied it out. Because I think about a lot. The Lord has called me to this. He told me in 1979, I want you to preach that Jesus is coming soon. And I said, Lord, people in my circles are not preaching that. He said, I don't want you to preach it because the people in your circles are preaching it. I want you to preach it because I said it and I told you to preach it. So I started then, and I would walk with just like on, you know, eggs. I would start to teach that. And I even had a board member say to me, not you, why don't you just be nice and teach faith and forget about Israel and all this, but I couldn't forget about it because it's what God had put in me. And so I decided when I saw Mark Biltz in 2009, you know what? The guy's got something, and I'm going to study it, but I'm never going to mention it in my teachings because people, I believed it had meaning, but it might be too far out for most people, you know. So I decided never to say a word about it. And then one day, I got at my house an envelope from John Hagee Ministries, and John Hagee Ministries has the blood moons, all four of them, across the envelope on the outside. He's not trying to hide anything. And, you know, we work with Brother John Hagee and Christians United for Israel. So I decided that I'd go ahead and share. Because the calendar, God's calendar, we're going to start to look at that tomorrow. It's prophetic. It's chronological. It's in order, and it tells you the future.
It's exact.
It's exact. It tells you what is going to be.
That'll be great.
So I decided that I would just put forth the facts. That's what Mark does. The fact is, if you understand it or don't understand it, I've heard a couple of preachers say, I don't understand this. Well, if you don't understand it, then don't teach about it.
But That's good advice.
And they said that, you know. They said, we don't understand this. So praise the Lord. But these are just the facts. You can look out your house tonight and you can see that it is the fact that blood moon is coming tomorrow morning. So without drawing specific conclusions to what it may mean and saying, I absolutely think this is going to happen on such and such a day, I do know it's connected with Israel's time clock. And I heard Mark Biltz say, sometimes I call him Mark Biltz. I heard Mark Biltz say when he spoke at a CUFI convention in Washington, D.C., that he did not purport to know exactly what they mean. He said, but, and Brother Hagee has said, every time it happened before, there was a world-changing event. So Brother Hagee believes that there will be a world-changing event, and it will somehow be connected to Israel. But Mark said, I'm not a prophet. I don't purport to be a prophet. And he said this, whatever your theology, just put these facts in your theological pipe and smoke it. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to put these in my theological pipe and smoke it the rest of the week and tell you what I think these could mean in relation to God's calendar. God's calendar of time. So please get your Bible when you come tomorrow, and you would have already watched the blood moon, and so you might be really alert to the significance of the God calendar. God has a calendar. He doesn't go by the Mayan calendar, doesn't go by the Gregorian calendar, doesn't go by the Arabic calendar. He goes by the God calendar. And that calendar being marked out for us in Leviticus chapter 23. Be good if you'd read the whole, that's your homework for tonight. Read Leviticus 23. And so, bless the Lord.
You got to start up, Billy. We're going to be watching. Billy and I'll be right back.
When all this starts to happen, up on your feet, stand tall with your heads high. Help is on the way. Luke 21:28. You can know the signs of the times and understand what's going on in the world around you. Watching in the End of Days package will focus your attention on faith, not fear, and what God's Word says about the future. This exciting set of resources includes Signs of the Last Days, an End Times Update teaching series and study guide by Billy Brim, and Blood Moons, Decoding the Imminent Heavenly Signs by Mark Biltz. These timely teachings will help you understand the divine link between prophecy, heavenly signs, and historical events, and what they mean to us today. Learn how to watch for God's appointed times revealed in the heavens and the seasons represented on God's calendar. Keep your eyes on the truth. Be equipped for the future. Look forward to the glorious days ahead of God's end time. Order the Watching in the End of Days package available on CD for £19 or on DVD for £29. Order online at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. Understand the divine link between prophecy, heavenly signs, historical events, and when they intersect. For more, go to kcm.org.uk. Order yours today.
I know you're going to want this product because you got to go over this a few times, maybe 10 or 12 to get it all.
That's
so,
right.
Billy, tell us about it. It's called the Watching in the End of Days package.
Praise
tell
the Lord.
Tell us about it, Billy.
So these are the end of the days, and we're watching. And the first thing we have in the product is Mark Biltz's book so that you can, for yourself, read what he sees about it, how he puts it in his pipe and smokes it. And especially this will give you the real accurate dates
the
and
dates,
times
yeah.
and things for the past times. Now, Terry Pearson's called me, and she and I have been talking about these blood moons and everything. She said, Billy, come on down to the church, and let's go into these things. Let's watch them. And it was such fun. the Pearsons, George and Terry, are great pastors. They have a wonderful church, and I just feel so free when I go there. And I think you go there, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, right. And so we did it, and we made a series of DVDs is best, but we also, you can get this on CDs, of signs of the last days, end of times. And we really went into the calendar, because it's God's calendar. And I don't know, it just came out. It was just like when you get a good meal to turn out. It turned out, came out great, and Terry pressed me and pushed me to say things that I probably will not say on this broadcast about what I see. And then we have a handbook that went along with it.
Great. Well, you want to get it. And, you know, it'll take you just some time to get all this in. I'm going to get my package. Order your package today. Father, we pray for everybody watching.
Thank you.
We believe for the peace of God, the blessing of God, revelation to come to all of us, the revelation we need in this hour. We're open to it. We look in your word. We're hungry. We want to walk with you in every way and give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Now, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's the most important decision
Absolutely.
You will ever make in this life. Just turn yourself over to him and say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Next month, we'll be in Washington, D.C. for the Washington Victory Campaign, November the 13th through the 15th. It's always a great meeting, Hilton Memorial Chapel, Woodbridge, Virginia. Hallelujah. Billy and I'll see you tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
We're created in the image and likeness of God. Amen. We have the God-given ability to think like Him, talk like Him, see like Him, hear like Him, and get His results. Amen.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to the KCM website. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
By watching, they have to do with time. You need a clock and you need a calendar. So God invented time.